welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here.
So here's the situation. I was traveling for over 2 weeks, and when you do that in the world of podcasting, you stack your pods. You make sure everything is done in advance, and I did so kind of, but made a technical error on my scheduling, and so hence, there was no podcast yesterday. And so my initial thought as I jump on today, as I finally rolled back into LA late last night, and you might hear from my voice still nursing a tiny bit of a cold and what an airplane does to the end of a cold, which is always super fun. Shout out to those of you whose ears haven't popped 24 hours later. That I was thinking of two things as I roll in this morning. The first is I'm sorry, because you guys know I show up here every single week. I don't do seasons. I don't take many hiatuses. It is just a labor of love for me to be on this podcast. So I am sorry that I screwed that up. And also thank you for the barrage of DMs and comments and emails of like, are you okay? Where's the podcast? So I do appreciate it. And I do, my heart is very warmed by the number of you who care so much about this podcast every week that you would reach out in a mild panic that it did not drop on Friday, as it always, always does. So for all of you, this mini episode is dedicated to you for being such fans of the show and for letting me know how much you care. Yeah, and also, as always, I am happy and willing to show up as fallible, as flawed, as a person who doesn't always have my shit together. So I hope that gives you permission, as always, to forgive yourself when you don't have yours together. So a little update. I am well on my way to launching my book, my new book, the name is yet to be revealed. I mean, I know it, but I'm not telling you. I'm like one of those people that named their baby and won't tell you. But I met with my literary agent while I was traveling, and she is very excited, and we're getting ready for really preparing for launch now that the book is written. So that's not going to be out till early 25, but so much to come in the coming months about the ramp up to that book, which is a huge deal for me because, as you all know, who are fans of my first book, The Meaning of Truth, it was self-published, and this book will be published by a major publisher and will be translated into many languages. And so it's a huge, it's just huge excitement for me in my career and bringing this message to the global community. So that has been on my mind. But what has been on my mind most of all are the top challenges that all of you guys seem to have when you reach out to me and share your stories and also share your questions and your concerns and your worries. And so a couple of them have been coming to mind. So I just figured since I'm jumping on the podcast to reveal my technical ineptitude, I may as well also give you a little bit of content, a little stuff to think about today. One of the biggest things I get when I hear from you guys is, Nicole, I am doing the work. I am not resisting. I am showing up every day to the page. I'm meditating, God damn it. I am trying really hard to just wear it loosely, as you say, and you know, not take myself so seriously. Why am I not getting better? I need to get better. I'm starting to judge myself. I'm starting to doubt myself. I'm starting to look at the people who have all these successes and feel like I'm less than. And so this struggle is a very common one, and it's a very complex one to disarm. Because what's happening is you are doing the work, you are showing up, but you're doing it with urgency. You're doing it with a clenched fist. You're doing it with just that human, lovely, and understandable desire to be well and better and different and done. And it just doesn't work that way. And so when I try to explain it, I oftentimes feel frustrated myself that I can't just like kind of put my hand on your shoulder and pass on what I do understand to be true, which is this. And you hear me say it a lot, and you've heard me say it a million times on the podcast. So it's just, you know, I know that repetition matters so deeply because sometimes it is the 105th time that you hear something that it really lands. But when I talk about equanimity, when I talk about releasing the need to get better, when I talk about loosening your grip on what you think you need, you know, my big revelation, I don't need what I think I need. This is imperative because what's happening to those of you who are in this situation is you are focusing so much on getting well and you are monitoring your progress so closely that your nervous system is receiving a message of fear and urgency and desperation and a message of I'm not good enough, I'm not well enough, I'm not doing a good job, all those triggers that lead to a heightened fight or flight, that lead to a dysregulated nervous system and more symptoms. So people say to me, but Nicole, I do care. But Nicole, I do need to get well. But Nicole, I have children that are not being raised by me. I have a job that I'm on disability and I'm losing every day my hold on my career. And I get it. But this is what I want to just keep coming back with. It just is the slower you go, the quicker you get there. If you can say, oh, well, today is the day. I've done the work. Great. I have done my best to wear it loosely. Oh, well, too bad. Welcome to me. Can't stop being who I am, so I still want to be well. Okay, got it. Whatever. I don't have any more time for this shit. I cannot stress about it like I did. It's not helping me. I'm going to do the work and I'm going to go on and live my day. And I'm just not thinking about this because I cannot. Like that's the energy. Like I just can't deal with this anymore. It's kind of like when you are trying really hard to manage a situation perfectly and 10 things go wrong. And finally you throw your hands up and you go, fine then. However this goes, it's okay for me. I don't give a shit. I just want to live through this day. That's the energy that can change your life. You cannot be desperate for anything to change. You cannot be watching the clock. You can't, it's just, and I know how it feels to want to. So I send only compassion and only love as I say this to you. I've just been hearing it from so many people and I feel your frustration and I so badly don't want you to be just diminished. I don't want you to stop doing the work because you are not seeing the results you want to see because of this urgency. So that's, you know, it's funny. I was walking in the city the other day because that's where I was. I was in New York City, which is my favorite place in the world to be. And I saw a bumper sticker on a car that said, only this, but comma, did you die? Question mark. And I kind of laughed for a second because I was like, I get it. I totally get it. And I also know that some people find that kind of stuff really offensive because they're like, don't ask me if I died. I'm suffering here. But the reason that I like messages like that is because it all goes along with the same thing. It lightens us up. We take ourselves so seriously because health stands in the way of us and everything we want when it's not good. But also there is such freedom and there is such humanity and equanimity in saying, but did I die? Nope. Almost killed me, but didn't. Here I am. Let's have a go at it again. And that kind of attitude can really catapult you into real shifts in your wellness, the kind of shifts you've been wishing for, because you're not trying to do it perfectly, because you're not clenching your fists and holding your breath and needing something to be other than it is. It's just such powerful stuff. So that's the first message I wanted to send to you today on this little completely from the hip improvised pod. Just to make sure I don't forsake my lovies, as you have all reached out to me and said, but wait, where are you? The next thing I want to say is I know that there are three facets of my work: believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. But I think I have been, it's not that I don't know that this is so important, but I haven't really been as out there with the ways in which you can believe. Like I have a lot of this is how you do the work. You know, this is how to journal speak. I have mini retreats on it. I have, you know, different podcasts on it. I have conversations with people all the time about how they journal speak. But I definitely want to start making a push to focus more on how to believe. So anyway, to that end, you may have heard me talk about it here on the pod. Gigi Coquel and I are getting together to do a live on Zoom, but meaning not recorded, live mini retreat, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 hours. And it's on the brain science behind TMS, chronic illness, symptoms, conditions, syndromes, all the things we talk about here. And the reason why we're about 75% full. And so if you are interested, I would definitely get right on it. You can go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, and click on the retreats tab and you can see where to sign up. Or you can go to my Instagram at Nicole Sachs LCSW and you'll see the link to sign up. But it's just so imperative to understand what is going on in your system. What literally is happening in your brain? Why trying too hard sends a message of unsafety to your nervous system, leading to more sustained fight or flight? Why the brain and the nervous system seek to protect us with chronic pain and conditions in the first place? And this includes anxiety, by the way. If you consider yourself a person who is suffering from chronic anxiety, this is the answer for you. Beyond, my God, how it's changed my life and so many others. So if you're interested in fortifying your belief, if you are feeling like you know what to do, but sometimes you're just confused, your brain needs something to hold on to. It needs an understanding. It needs a rubric and a path to follow. And that is one thing that we are really going to deliver in this brain science deep dive that we're doing on April 28th. So if you're interested, please hurry up and sign up for that. And mostly, if you really, and Gigi, by the way, is also going to come to our Omega retreat this summer, June 23rd through 28th at the Omega Institute. That is also filling up. And actually, I just got an email the other day. The accommodations are almost full. So if you want to come to the Omega retreat, now is the time. And that is another place we are going to be marinating in belief. We are going to be, you are going to leave there so freaking solid. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited every year as we get closer to Omega. And now that we're in April, we're getting really close. I just get so jazzed because it's the best week of my life. It's the best week of my year. And it is so life-changing to watch you guys transform throughout the week. It just blows my mind every time. So that's another thing we'll be doing there, is really, really diving into the neuroscience and helping you understand exactly why the pain is not in your head. You are not hysterical. You are not making it up. You are not overly sensitive. You are perfect. You are working perfectly. But your brain and your nervous system are confused, and we must right the ship. And we're going to do that together in June at the Omega Institute. If you want to come, now is the time. Oh, and I almost forgot to say this. I had my first incredible one-on-one session with my first pool of Omega attendance. What I do, and I don't know if you've heard me say this, is that I give a free one-on-one session to people. It's like a lottery once you sign up for Omega. And on April 1st, it reset. So if you sign up for Omega between now and June 20, I think we'll do June 20th because I want to make sure to have the session before Omega. You know what? I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick one between now and May 25th and then one for the month of June. And we just get on Zoom and we hang out and I talk to you and we have like a session. We have a 50-minute session and it's free to you if you sign up to come to Omega. And just signing up, by the way, Omega gives me the information. So just all you have to do is register for the retreat and get yourself all sorted. And they give me the list and then I do a lottery in those. So if you want to come to Omega, now is the time. The accommodations are almost full. And also if you want to have a one-on-one session with me, you are entered for that if you sign up for Omega. All right, guys, any questions, anything you need, you can always write to me at thecureforchronicpain@gmail.com. If you have questions about Omega, if you have questions about, you know, just things you want to hear on the podcast, you can also SpeakPipe me. www.speakpipe.com/Nicole Sachs. And Lisa and I are so excited for all the stuff we're going to bring to you. And so much more is coming up soon. I do need to tease because I hate teasing things when I don't know they're going to come out. But it is getting very close. We are inches from a launch date for the Sarno Sax Solution, our training program that Lisa and I developed with Christina Sarno, that is going to be for practitioners of any kind and people who would like to share this work and carry this message to their communities. And we have been able to attach, this is very exciting, 18.75 CEs, continuing education credits for all of you, psychologists, social workers, counselors, you will be able to receive your continuing education credits from taking our course. And we're going to be announcing the exact launch date in the next couple of weeks, but it's going to be soon. It's going to be spring. It's going to be before Omega. So all of that stuff is really exciting. And, you know, I'm always out of my skin to talk about everything. And I'm like, wait, I don't have exact dates, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You start getting excited. All right, my loves. Well, I'm sorry I'm so casual today, but I really just didn't want to let a whole week go by without a podcast. So I hope you got something out of these few minutes that we've spent together. And I send you big love. I hope you're doing okay. I know how it is. I really freaking know how it is, guys. Life is lifey, and it doesn't just get perfect and easy just because you're, you know, me and somebody who knows exactly what's going on. We are all human. We're living a human life. We're having a human experience. It is flawed and it is beautiful and it is gorgeous and it is painful. And I'm just trying to be here for it. And I know you are too. All right. Big love. I made it. And next week I will be back with a much more polished and formal podcast. All right. See you then, guys. Bye-bye.